Greetings to the brightest audience in Colorado, in the nation, nay, throughout the world. I am not Bob Inyart, pastor of Denver Bible Church, and also in some circles, known as America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. I am Doug McBurney, a mere pew dweller at Denver Bible Church, and host of the Weekly Worldview at theweeklyworldview.com. where we are up to 75,000 listeners. Isn't that amazing? I tell you, the internet is just incredible. Anyway, Bob is on a secret mission to move the world to the right. You heard about the earthquake in Chile that moved the Earth off its axis by 0.004 seconds? Well, Bob is on a mission to move the world to the right by 0.06, and that's just by the end of today. So the earthquake's got nothing on Bob Inyart when he is on a secret mission. So keep Bob in your prayers as he is out there working. Let's see. I have some news today, but I've just printed out a life-size map of Colorado. Well, it's not really life-size because then it would be the actual size of the state. But I've got a big map of the state of Colorado. Did you know Colorado has 64 counties? Count them, 64 counties. So the folks over at Personhood Colorado are plotting a new strategy to take the team strategy that we developed through the signature gathering campaign and assign team leaders to every state in Colorado to promote a yes vote on the Personhood Amendment in every county in the state. I am taking Arapahoe County. I'm coming to Arapahoe County, and I got a sword in my hand. That's right. So Arapahoe County is mine. I will run Arapahoe County for personhood. I will paper Arapahoe County. I will saturate Arapahoe County. So, but if you're out there in the audience and you want to participate, we are recruiting team leaders. What does it mean to be a team leader? Well, as a team leader, you'll be responsible for recruiting team members, passing on information to team members, and as you're assigned team members, you'll get in touch with them and put them in a spreadsheet and keep track of everybody. And it doesn't cost any money to be a team leader, to be involved in the most significant social movement of your lifetime, the most significant human rights movement, perhaps of all time. I guess we'll find out on Judgment Day. But we are looking for team leaders. But scratch Arapahoe County off your list, because I've got Arapahoe County. I'm wondering who will take Boulder County. Now, that's going to be a tall order. I used to live right up there. I would have taken Boulder County if I lived up there, because that's going to be a tough one. But our goal through the campaign, you know, it looks like we're going to get on the ballot unless the Secretary of State can disqualify 2/3 of the signatures that were gathered, which... Well, I wouldn't assume that could not happen, but it'd be pretty far-fetched. So we're probably going to be on the ballot, which means we're going to have a lot of work to do to reassert the personhood of the unborn child, to reassert a right that was taken for granted just a generation ago, a point of logic and fact that was considered just common sense, not even something you even had to point out to someone. You know, that life begins at conception, or life begins at the beginning of biological development, not to put too fine a point on it. But what was once common sense, now we have to fight tooth and claw just to put on the ballot so that the ignorant masses can vote on it. And that is just sad, but that's where we are. And we want to, what did we get last time? 600,000 votes? We need each one of those people to vote again and to bring a friend so that we can actually win. And provoke the confrontation, the ultimate confrontation over the systematic dehumanization and murder of an entire class of American citizens. If there ever was something for which a confrontation should be provoked, it's that. I mean, let's talk about what a real man is. If a real man knows that there's a crime being committed against a neighbor's being beaten, perhaps even someone's trying to kill that neighbor, does a real man try to avoid a confrontation? Or does a real American insert himself into the situation and provoke a confrontation in order to save the life of his neighbor? I would assert it's the latter. If you disagree, call the show and you'll be roundly mocked and embarrassed. All right, do I want to go to the news? I don't even know if I want to read the news of the day. Because it does get depressing. I want to read the news of the day, but most of the topics to be discussed are not fit for public discourse. These are things that wouldn't even been uttered in public in my grandmother's generation. We have a volunteer for Boulder County. Now that's a hero. That's the definition of a hero. The legendary, a man who's a legend in his own mind, Mr. Scott Evans, is going to voluntarily submit to the slow, torturous. All right, I'm writing his name in on the life-size map. Okay? So Doug McBurney is in Arapahoe right here. Uh-huh. And now we got Scott Evans. Scott Evans takes Boulder County. He's coming to Boulder County. He's got a sword in his hand. That's right. And that sword is the word of the living God and the truth. And if there's anyone who can take Boulder, it's Scott Evans. All right. So let's see. That means we only have 62 counties left. So call in now and sign up for your county. We've got Montrose County is open. Mineral County. Rio Grande County. Montezuma County, that's like the Four Corners area. Pueblo may not be open for very long. We've got Douglas County, that's a good one. A good old Jefferson County. Anyway, if you'd like to take a county and take the sword of the Word of God into that county and conquer it for the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ and the rights of his children, well, feel free to call. But Boulder County and Arapahoe, scratch them off. Because we've already got them. All right. Do we want to do news? We'll do some news. Maybe if I do some news, it will motivate someone out there in the audience to realize the dire and desperate condition of the nation and the world, and they'll step up and adopt a county for God and country. All right. Let's start out in San Diego, California. Beautiful San Diego, California, called America's finest city by those who live there. Former Republican presidential contender Mitt Romney says President Barack Hussein Obama's health care bill will help cost the Democrat a second term. That's Mitt Romney's educated opinion. I would remind Mr. Romney that his history as a liberal Democrat will cost him a first term. Well, if I have anything to do about it. Mitt Romney will never be elected dog catcher ever again, in my humble opinion, because of the fine work done by the good people at American Right to Life who've exposed him as a lying, hypocritical, scumbag, leftist, liberal, liar, pinko, commie, dirtbag. But he really does have nice hair. Yeah, I mean, you've got to give him that. And I'll give him the hair. And he's not a bad-looking fellow either. If his heart just wasn't so black. Anyway, Mitt, he made his remarks, according to the Associated Press, after signing nearly 1,000 copies of his new ghost-written book, No Apology, The Case for Republican Socialism. That's Mitt's new... I got that wrong? Mitt's book is called No Apology, The Case for Ann Coulter's Undying Loyalty. That's a new book by Mitt. No? I see. No apology to the Christians I bamboozled for the last 10 years. That's Mitt Romney's new book. He was at a bookstore in La Jolla, California, near his vacation home there. And folks, let me tell you, whether you're Mitt Romney or not, if you want to have a vacation home, La Jolla, California is about the best place one can pick to have a vacation home. But in Mitt Romney's case, his heart is still a deep, dark cinder black, even in beautiful La Jolla, California. Let's see. What does Mitt have to say about Romneycare? I'm sorry, Obamacare. He says it needs to be repealed. Why, Mitt? Oh, give us your wisdom, oh, Mitt from on high. Mitt says it needs to be repealed because it was passed without bipartisan support. So you see, if Mitt Romney would have been the president, he could have buffaloed the Republicans into supporting this too. And then we could all be communists together, and Mitt would be happy and tan, and his hair would be perfect. Romney, you'll remember Romney ran unsuccessfully for the Republican nomination, losing to the hapless and pathetic son of Cain, John McCain. I mean, Mitt, if you lose to John McCain, it's probably time to go back into the private sector and start ripping off banks for a living. And I'm not saying that's what Mitt used to do. I'm not sure what Mitt did in the private sector. I'm sure it was all above board, unlike his political career. Anyway, Mitt says he will make a decision on whether or not to embarrass himself with another campaign in 2012, but he'll only make that decision after this fall's midterm elections. Because Mitt is no pioneer. He's out there trying to sell books. Now, he's out in La Jolla, where he hangs around a lot, and he signed 1,000 copies of his pathetic ghost-written book, No Apology to the People I've Lied to. I'm just not that impressed, 1,000 books. Anyway, Mitt, we wish you all the best of luck on your way to hell. and of course, we extend the opportunity to you to repent and admit that you've been wrong, that you've been a liar, that you've deceived people, that you've hurt your neighbors and you've hurt God, and to get on your knees and apologize. And I mean, the Lord loves you enough to extend that opportunity to you. But you're not going to get any credit for a perfect tan and near perfect hair on Judgment Day, Mitt, if you don't repent from your evil, devious, wicked, low-life ways. All right, is that enough with Mitt? All right, now, anyone who's out there driving, first of all, be careful out there. Second of all, do you send your children to public school? Listen to this. Dateline Seattle from KOMO News in the greater Seattle metropolitan area. When Jill, a woman identified as Jill, a Seattle area government school mom, when Jill signed a consent form for her daughter, she figured it meant her 15-year-old could go to the teen health center located inside the high school for an earache or a sports physical or even birth control, but not for terminating a pregnancy. She never suspected. Mom said, nowhere in this paperwork does it mention abortion or facilitating abortion. But Jill, the hapless, ignorant government school mother, says that her daughter, who she claims is a pro-life advocate, was given a pass, put in a taxi, and sent off to have an abortion during school hours. Yes, she says that the school helped facilitate her daughter's abortion during school hours. Now, I've heard of a lot of pro-life advocates who had participated in abortion before they became pro-life advocates. That I've heard of. In fact, I've met many a pro-life advocate who has dealt with the pain and the grief of having killed one of their children and been broken by it and fallen on their knees and repented and then become active in the pro-life movement. But this is the first time I've heard of a pro-life advocate having an abortion. This is the first one I've ever heard of. But of course, we're just going on the word of Jill, the hapless, willfully ignorant public school moron mother there in the Seattle area, who says she has no idea that anyone in the public school, especially associated with the healthcare system within the public school, would ever advocate anything like abortion. She's just shocked. She says, quote, "We had no idea this was being facilitated on campus. They just told her that if she concealed it from her family, that it would be free of charge and of no financial responsibility to her." So not only is the government school corrupting your child's morals, confusing your child about the history of the world and the universe and America and everything, not only are they doing that, they're giving away free abortions, at least there in the Seattle area. And for you, Mom, and you, Dad, who attend church regularly and even tune into Christian radio, if you're sending your child to public school, this is where you're sending your child into, a place that advocates the death of not only your child, but advocates the death of the nation and the death of any unwanted baby they can get their hands on. And if you're not ready for homeschool, and I understand that, it's intimidating for some people, why don't you call Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada? Maranatha, M-A-R-A-N-A-T-H-A. Look it up online. Maranatha Christian Center. Get your kids out of the temple of Baal. Get your kids out of the temple at Sodom. Because this is what goes on. Now, the Seattle School District in this story, according to KOMO, not unlike Pontius Pilate, they've washed their hands of the affair because they say, you see, that they don't run the health clinics at the high schools. No, it's Swedish Medical Center that runs those clinics, they said, as they washed their hands over the bowl and looked out over the crowd. And they say that it's Swedish Medical Center that protects the students' privacy. It's not us. We weren't even in the neighborhood. I mean, we just supplied the building. We and the teacher, yes, who sent the kid to the clinic. But, I mean, once the kid got into the clinic, it's really not our responsibility. And if, am I pro-choice? Well, of course, I'm pro-choice personally, said the superintendent. But certainly our hands are clean in this affair. Anyway, you know whose hands are not clean? Is the hapless, willfully ignorant, selfish public school mother. A government school mother who hands her allegedly pro-life child, her teenage daughter who says she's pro-life, she turns her over every day to a system that is designed to systematically destroy her belief system in the right to life and a belief in God and the belief that God is the creator and the belief that Jesus Christ is the redeemer and the judge of all the earth. The entire system is designed to destroy that in your child. And, well, it's working very effectively there in the Seattle area with this particular woman's child. Let's see. The King County Health Department, who's involved with the school-based programs for health they call it, he says it's always best if parents are involved in their children's health care, but parents don't always have a say, says the governing official there in King County. He says at any age in the state of Washington, an individual can consent to a termination of pregnancy. And, you know, this brings me to an argument I've been having with a pro-life friend of mine who says that now is not the time to provoke a confrontation on abortion because if we lose, abortion will be even further entrenched. Well, in the state of Washington, an individual can consent to termination, any individual. No matter what their age, can consent to the termination of pregnancy. That's the killing of an unborn baby at any time for any reason. And if you play your cards right, you can get the state or the school district or the local hospital to pay for it and you don't have to pay anything. How could abortion get further entrenched? Answer me that question. Anyway, Jill, the hapless, ignorant, pathetic government school mother says, but I didn't have any say in my daughter's abortion. I didn't even know about it. She said, it makes me feel like my rights were completely stripped away. Well, Jill, you gave your rights away just like you gave your child away in the Temple of Gomorrah at the public school. The public school that you know well and good is completely and utterly godless and is an adversary of the living God. You gave your daughter's rights away, and now you've sacrificed the life of your grandchild for your selfishness and your willful ignorance and your rebellion against the will of God and your responsibility to educate your child and bring them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. But you didn't get what you deserve, because no one deserves that. No one deserves to have their grandchild slaughtered just because they're willfully ignorant and a bit selfish. No, nobody deserves that. But quite often in this life, when we make willfully ignorant decisions, when we're in willful rebellion against God, we often get more than we deserve when it comes to punishment. Now, speaking of punishment, from Philadelphia, the CBS News there, Eyewitness News has learned that in the past month, two homeowners took their own lives before sheriff's deputies arrived to tell them that they were being evicted. That's right. Deadbeats. I mean, this gives a whole new meaning to the term deadbeat. I mean, they're literally dead. Linda Clark, well, she was going to be evicted. She hung herself. Gregory Bellows shot himself in the head and killed himself. Both had lost their home at a sheriff's sale, which I just don't like the sound of that. What's the sheriff doing selling off these houses? I mean, shouldn't the bank get the house? Isn't it the... Anyway, I don't understand all that. But basically, folks, we tolerate suicide so that now it's, you know, you think, well, I could file bankruptcy. I could just put a gun in my mouth. And a certain number of people opt for suicide, because our entire culture tolerates sin and wickedness and corruption, and suicide is just part of that. And the article says, it will most likely never be known when the homeowner's huge debt turned into despair. Well, I mean, debt turns into despair as soon as you can't pay the bill. And we will know on Judgment Day exactly when, if we want to know. I don't know if we'll be too interested in the lives of these deadbeats. But a culture that tolerates suicide, now you get suicide instead of bankruptcy. It's just sad. Dateline Los Angeles, we're running out of time. I knew this would happen. It happens every time. This show is too short. This needs to be a one-hour broadcast. There's no doubt about that. And if you think that's true, I want to encourage you to go to KLTT's website and start lobbying them to grant Bob Enyart an extra half hour. I mean, after all, there's two hosts now. We need another half hour, for crying out loud. That's KLTT. What's their website? KLTT.com? Anyway, Google it. Google AM670 KLTT. It'll take you to their website. I'm sure there's a way you could send them an email to lobby for another half hour for Bob Enyart Live. All right. Los Angeles, California. California's in a budget crisis. And so what they've decided to do is they've decided to let a lot of the prisoners out on parole. No more random drug tests. No more restrictive travel rules on parolees. No need to check in with a parole officer. Restrictions have been relaxed for nonviolent criminals like burglars, drug offenders, swindlers, congressmen, mayors, and governors out there in California, from what we understand. Now let's get serious about California. San Diego, the parents of a 17-year-old girl, according to the Associated Press, who was killed after vanishing in a park, those parents have begun a campaign for a law that aims to strengthen the oversight of child predators. Yeah, Brent and Kelly King, their daughter was murdered. They're backing a state bill that's to be called Chelsea's Law, in honor of their daughter. Chelsea King, you'll remember, failed to return from a run in a San Diego park, and her body was found near a lake. John Albert Gardner, the third, is a convicted predator, has pleaded not guilty to murdering Chelsea. He's also a suspect in the death of 14-year-old Amber Dubois, who disappeared walking to school last year. Well, the parents of slain Chelsea King have met for hours with Republican Assemblyman Nathan Fletcher. And what does Republican Nate have for us in order to stem the shedding of innocent blood in California? He said that the legislation he envisions would include an effective one-strike provision to send predators to jail. Changes to the parole system and closer monitoring of offenders He's also considering the possibility of lifetime parole with GPS monitoring and having parole violators go before the Board of Parole instead of lower level corrections officials. Mr. Fletcher, Nate, Mr. Republican, you've just said in 30 words something that's completely worthless. What are you talking about? How about if someone violates a child, they are to be executed upon conviction? And then we don't have to worry about any of this other stuff, you moronic Republican. Besides, who's to say that the state won't get in budget trouble and they'll just start letting all these deviants go, you moron? The swift, painful execution of anyone who violates a child, I dare anyone to disagree with me on that. He says it's these unfortunate realities of these murders have exposed a broken system. Yeah, and they've exposed Mr. Nathan Fletcher that you're an idiot and you're misleading these poor parents. I can't believe someone's child could be killed and they could not immediately drop everything in their life and start advocating for the swift death penalty of these deviants. Anyway, quickly, are you aware of the 28th Amendment to the Constitution? Well, U.S. District Judge Glenn Davidson has refused to force the county high school to put on a prom. You remember the Mississippi high school that wouldn't let the lesbian come to the prom? Well, the judge says he's not going to force them to put on a prom. However, he said canceling the prom violated the 18-year-old pervert's rights. And where is the right to a prom in the Constitution? I think it is the 28th Amendment. Anyway, the ACLU in Mississippi says this is a decisive victory for the forces of darkness. But do not give up, ladies and gentlemen. Because we are here, and we are fighting. Call and adopt a county. Go to kgov.com, our website, lobby KLTT for an extra hour, and call Maranatha and get your kids out of public school.